Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. You know, when I think of the arguments going on right now, and I think of what I played you from the Wisconsin Supreme Court, watching an hour and a half of that yesterday, duking it out with these bureaucrats who have just seized power there, and the Republican head of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I'm going to play the other cut that's making national news, that she said, about this lockdown, unconstitutional lockdown in liberty. I think right away of my top two or three people in the world, of Colonel Alan West. And the Colonel is with us because he's a cinematic star, in addition to everything else at this point here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Colonel, welcome in, and thanks for joining us, given your fame now even more with this film.
Okay, just cut it out. I mean, you're too far away from me for jesting. But it's good to be with you always, and it was an honor to be in that documentary, Uncle Tom. But, you know, we got bigger issues when you talk about, I call it illegal martial law, and this usurpation of our rights and freedoms. And we just had a salon owner here in Dallas that was sentenced to jail because she reopened her salon.
Yeah, 7 days, a mom feeding employees. And the thing is, being sentenced to jail for something like this is outrageous, but particularly when the virus is involved with this and putting this mom in jail, and it's in Texas, and in your town, Dallas.
Yeah, that's the hard thing that people, you know, outside of Texas could hardly can fathom that. But we've been talking about that, and you and I have had this discussion about how the left, they're coming into strong red states, they're taking over the major population centers, and this is exactly what we see happening. We have a despotic county judge here by the name of Clay Jenkins, who is putting out all of these very draconian orders and mandates and edicts. And sadly, we have seen Governor Abbott kind of give them a little shelter and cover. And now we find this incredible woman who said, look, I complied with this early on, but I've got to take care of my business. I have to take care of my my stylist. And she reopened, and now they have put her in jail for 7 days, fined her $7,000. We're releasing criminals from jails right now, Dom. I mean, yeah. Why would we take this type of measure?
Well, exactly. It plays right into the theme of your most recent book, too, about holding Texas and holding the nation. And I see some polling. Look, I know how agenda is there. They're trying to push this. But the polling indicates that someone like Joe Biden, who can't get out of his basement, is relatively close to President Trump in Texas. And this has been one of your themes. If we lose Texas, a Republican cannot win the presidency ever again. I mean, that's a given.
No.
There's no math that will do that.
No, you're absolutely right. And think about this also. Another story that came out of Dallas yesterday, it was kind of overshadowed by the Shelley Luther sentencing, but the Dallas County Commission voted 4-1 to be able to use COVID-19 as, or fear of catching COVID-19 as a disability so that you can get a mail-in ballot. Now, that's not just happening here in Dallas County. They're also voting on that out in El Paso County. And we already have the Democrat County Judge Lena Hidalgo down in Harris County, which is Houston. They're going to allocate $12 million for mail-in ballots in Houston and Harris County. again, this is happening in Texas. People would not think that being the case, but when you lose your major population centers to these progressive socialists, this is what they do. And now they are defying election code here in Texas by trying to classify COVID-19, a fear of catching it, as a disability.
Wow. That it never ends. I mean, this is a never-ending battle around this. Now, you're running, though, to rejuvenate the Republican Party. When is that election again? It's in May, right, as the chairman of the Republican Party in Texas.
Well, they ended up pushing it back because of the COVID-19 issue. And so now it's 16th through 17th July. It's still in Houston. And that will be at the Texas State GOP convention where the chairmanship will be decided. But we have got to go on offense. We've got to, you know, be aggressive. We have to do better with our messaging because the enemy is not at the gates. They're inside the gates.
Absolutely. How do people help you in that quest, funding and the rest? And is there a specific website or your own website for that?
Sure. You go to west4texas.com, west4texas.com, and you can follow us in this chairman's race, and we appreciate the support.
Well, absolutely. Now, tell us about the film, though, this Uncle Tom film.
Mm-hmm.
Who was it put together? And I said, I can't imagine him going after you on this. I've never seen anybody do that. It would be an unsuccessful mission to be trying to do that. So what's the film about?
Well, the film is really about telling the story of the Democrat Party and the black community because we've had this revisionist history, and this is a great film. It is the executive producer is Larry Elder. You have Herman Cain in there, Candace Owens. You have several young black conservative voices that are part of that. And it will be the premiere of the documentary will be right here in Dallas, Texas on June the 19th, which is Juneteenth, a very important day in black history here in America. So that'll be at the Statler Hotel. But we got to get the truth out about the relationship of the Democrat Party and the black community, because when you look at our inner cities, all of those false failures and shortcomings of our inner cities, they've been under control by the Democrats for, what, 5 or 6 decades now.
Absolutely. Detroit jumps out right away, one of the worst, with being unable to mitigate the virus. And when you look at the dysfunction, Baltimore, again, that you've talked about, there's no wonder that is going to be happening. And I just saw a piece this morning, Colonel Alan West with us, of how minority small businesses are really taking a hit here, because this is an area you and I have talked about before and in your books, where African-Americans have not had enough of that going on in the past. And now we're seeing a surge of it. And these are the very businesses that will capitulate because of the lockdown. They're the most vulnerable, probably.
Yeah, without a doubt, they're the most vulnerable. And, you know, that's why President Trump has really focused those economic opportunity zones on getting small business entrepreneurship and, you know, employment going back in the minority communities. And just as we get things going right, then you have something like this hit. And so when you think about a governor like I think it's Kate Brown out in Oregon, who has said that she's going to extend this illegal martial law out into July the 6th. I think that now we see Rahm Emanuel's never let a good crisis go to waste mantra. The Democrats have wholeheartedly embraced that, and they are trying to do everything they can to destroy the economy of the United States of America for their own power grab.
Without a doubt. While we have you here, I see a lot of the weakest possible people for Joe Biden's VP choice, which for him, let's face it, is going to be critical if he is the nominee. You know, rarely does the VP make that much of a difference other than LBJ cheating and winning Texas, your state. Who is the weakest? Go through the list. And who's the strongest, though? Let's start with that, do you think? Hillary's at the top of the short list, it's rumored to be now.
Well, if you pick Hillary Clinton, then that is the Titanic, and it's going to sink very quickly. So there's a lot of icebergs out there. But I think that, again, he has to try to get the black electorate engaged, which is something that Hillary Clinton did not do in 2016. So you're looking at Kamala Harris is without a doubt at the top of that ticket. You know, a lot of folks are throwing shit with Stacey Abrams' name out there.
Yeah.
I think she is not. Yeah, no way.
No.
The wild card would be a Michelle Obama to try to come back and restore her husband Barack's legacy, which we know what that legacy is, but that would be that long shot. Gretchen Whitmer up there in Michigan, she can forget it.
Yeah.
And so I don't really think they have anyone to choose from. Amy Klobuchar does not have any type of name recognition, and that's not going to help you in, you know, most of the rest of the country. So if you're going to pick someone, you've got to understand that that person is probably going to be more so the president than Joe Biden. I really think that at some point in time, they're going to pull the rug from under old Joe, and they're going to try to get Andrew Cuomo in there.
And do you agree with me, though? Look, you've been in politics. You've been at the highest levels of all kinds of things. Something must be really a skeleton in the closet for Cuomo. Otherwise, he would have run in this last cycle, seeing how weak their field is.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that he has also kind of hurt himself as we get more revelations about some of the things with the COVID-19 response there in New York, especially learning about what's happened with those senior centers. There is something there, but I believe that the Democrats are so desperate that they may try to cover for him and get him in there. They really tried to give him a big platform doing this response, showing him with his press conferences every day.
Absolutely. Colonel, give the website for all things Alan West, would you please?
Sure. That is theoldschoolpatriot.com, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please look up Shelley Luther, the salon owner who was put in prison and jail yesterday. Support her. And then also west4texas.com for the chairman race for the Republican Party of Texas.
Thanks, Colonel, very much, as always. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Dom.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.